Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCord of the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. Looking at my calendar, I see that September is National Honey Month. It's also National Papaya Month, National Chicken Month, National Sewing Month, and, believe it or not, National Blueberry Popsicle Month. I'm sure that you're happy to learn this because it's National Self-Improvement Month, too. Or perhaps you're just being polite because it's National Courtesy Month. I'll be honest, though, none of those really caught my attention as much as the fact that September is also National Preparedness Month. Part of my role for the Salvation Army is to serve as the disaster service director for my region. That means being ready to bring water and snacks to firefighters on the front lines of a wildfire or large structure fire. It also means being ready to provide meals to those displaced by disaster. And it means being there to provide emotional and spiritual support or crisis counseling to those affected by tragedy of any scale, be it the loss of their home, the trauma of a terrorist strike, or the disappearance of a beloved pet. One of my most important responsibilities is to help people prepare. We provide a free emergency guide to help people make themselves, their families, and their homes ready so that they can face disaster confident of the best possible outcome in any circumstance. One thing everybody should do is prepare an emergency supply kit, which contains the basic needs for themselves and any family to get by without outside assistance for a minimum of 3 to 5 days. Then, every September, when it's National Preparedness Month, check your supplies. Make sure they're intact. Trade out any food nearing its expiration date for new food, so that you can be sure you won't have to eat the neighbors while you wait for rescue. A well-prepared kit won't cost you an arm and a leg either. I put together a professional-level kit for less than $20, and then spent about $10 more making sure it had extra supplies for my family of four. Shop at discount and dollar stores, and be sure to check your cupboards and junk drawers for those odd items which we all have stashed there. My kit includes a pair of flashlights, a solar chargeable one, and a hand crank one that also has a radio in it. I have a first aid kit which I splurged on and spent $2 at a sale. I've got 6 big cans of high protein, high carb canned food per person. Beans, chili, tuna, and hearty soups will keep us well fed. There's a can opener and a Swiss Army knife along with a set of silverware. These were thrift store buys, about $5 for all of it. I also have blankets and a set of heavy clothing for each person. There's a box of matches, too, along with a lighter, 2 rolls of toilet paper, and several large sealable plastic bags. Oh, and a Bible, because it's good to have something to read. I keep it all in a sturdy plastic box with a case of bottled water and a full 5-gallon water jug beside it. That's about 2 gallons per person per day. The emergency planning guide lists other handy items, and you might have ideas of your own. Keep the kit small enough to be portable, though, in case you need to evacuate quickly. Take advantage of National Preparedness Month to be sure your family is ready for whatever may happen. If we're all prepared, we can work together through anything that comes our way. Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.